favorite game. It's Florida or anywhere else in the world. And Jill, right here in Orlando, you are player one, so you get to pick your coach first. Do you want Adam or Dana as your coach this morning?
Both are great, but I'm going to do Adam this morning.
Adam?
Yes.
Oh, look at that! Dana's over here giving you thumbs down, Adam, and you can't see her.
She was giving Jill thumbs down.
No, I was giving you thumbs down.
Never do that.
All right.
And we have Taryn out in Mount Dora. Hey, Taryn, you're going to have Dana as your coach this morning for Florida or anywhere else in the world.
That is great.
Awesome. Let's go, Taryn.
There we go. All right, Jill and Adam, you get to start us off.
Okay.
I personally am not saying that a 39-year-old man can't carry around a giant Cookie Monster stuffed animal, but it's suspicious, I would think. He's 39. His name is Lorenzo. He got pulled over recently because his license plate was blocked. So as the police walked up to the car, they smelled something a little suspicious, so they searched his car. They didn't find any drugs, didn't find anything, except for a big Cookie Monster. And so the cop picked it up, said, "Can I see that?" And he's like, "This is really, really heavy." Ooh. So he cut it open, and he found 2/3 of a pound of cocaine hidden inside this doll, thinking that he could hide it there. So he was arrested and charged with cocaine trafficking and possession of drug equipment. I'm not sure if the doll is considered drug equipment or not.
What if there was nothing in there, and he cut up this guy's stuffed animal?
I think he was pretty onto something.
Okay, probably had a dog or that something that sniff it out. Yeah, okay. I'm guessing. I don't know.
Jill, Adam, do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world?
Adam, what do you think?
Well, let me tell you. Okay, it's a Cookie Monster, and as everyone knows, the very first Sesame Street Cookie Monster was orange, not blue. And we have an orange county here in Florida, so I've got to think it's going to be Florida. But it's your game.
I'm going to definitely go opposite of that.
Yes, not Florida, anywhere else in the world. All right, Taryn, what do you think?
Oh, my word, that was the most convoluted logic I've ever heard.
You're generous with the word Dana, logic.
Dana, what do you think?
It's weird, but I think it's West Coast. I don't think it's here.
Yeah, I was thinking either New York or anywhere else in the world, but I wasn't thinking Florida.
Final answer?
So I'm going to go with anywhere else in the world.
This took place in Key West, Florida.
Oh, no!
No way.
Orange County, Key West.
Yeah, that's it. They have oranges down there, Adam.
Hey, I had it right.
All right. Over
You're
to
on
you.
A team, Adam.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. All right, over to you, Taryn. There's a 35-year-old guy. His name is Joseph. And on Saturday night, he went through a Taco Bell drive-thru. And he personally felt like it was just taking too long. So here's how he decided to deal with the issue. And that's why he made Florida or anywhere else in the world. He went inside. He asked for a job application. He figured that he could actually join the team and maybe help out, speed things along.
Make his own order.
Right. But while he was in there, he assaulted the manager because he forgot why he was in there, still got so worked up that his food wasn't ready yet, and actually assaulted the manager. Oh. So he was arrested for 4th-degree assault. Turned out he also had an outstanding warrant. Oh. So I think it's safe to say he did not get the job.
He
probably
didn't.
Did not get his food. And now he's got a new home.
Yeah, left all his information right there on the job app.
Everything. Do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Taryn?
Dana? Thought?
I think it's anywhere else in the world, and there's no good reason why.
Love that. Okay, we'll go with the coach's guess here. We'll go to anywhere else in the world.
Jill, what do you think?
I want to hear Adam's logic.
Yeah, well, don't we all?
Now, this one I can tell. See, now, I've been to Taco Bell at all hours of the day and night, and I know the Taco Bell does not take a really long time. So they are international, though, and so maybe they're slower over in Germany or in Japan. Who knows? So I've got to think it's not only anywhere else in the world, but it's international. But it's your game.
All right, I'm going to go ahead.
You're going anywhere else in the world as well?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This took place in Portland.
That's a
Portland,
country, really.
Germany.
Is it really?
No, it's not.
I was so excited. I really thought it was Portland, Germany.
Adam, you're killing me. Dana's just buried her head in her hands. She's done. That's it. Okay. Oh, boy. Let's see if we can get through this one. Last one. It's tied 1-1.
Is it?
Jill, I'm not sure what kind of halfway decent criminal doesn't have AAA, but apparently there is one. He's a 32-year-old guy named his name is Justin, and on Thursday his car died. So yeah, he went looking for help, and there were two cops that were nearby checking out a drug complaint. So Justin asked them, "Hey, do you mind giving me a jump?" Well, when he came over, they got suspicious when they saw that the ignition key was broken. So they ran his plates, found out that Justin was in fact driving a stolen car. Yeah. So he was arrested for a possession of a stolen vehicle. But this is where the story gets better.
Okay.
That wasn't it. While the cops were dealing with Justin and arresting him, a 55-year-old guy named Michael was just randomly watching, wanting to know what was going on. So he wandered up to ask him, hey, what's happening here? Cops realized he had an outstanding warrant for shoplifting and they had been looking for him. So he was also arrested.
It's like a special place where they all like to gather.
I guess so. Crime row. So
okay.
They got a 2-for-1 deal out of it. Do we get to claim both of them in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Jill?
Oh, Adam, what do you think?
Well, it's funny you should ask. All good criminals have insurance in the state of Florida. That's just a known thing. If you're going to rob and steal cars, you're insured. So it's got to be anywhere else in the world. And Justin and Michael, these names, those are definitely not Florida names.
Yeah, I don't know Justin or Michael in this state at all.
I feel like that would have been on Facebook news or something. So I'm going to go anywhere else in the world.
All right, Taryn, what do you think?
I don't know, Dana. We have the AAA, you know, headquarters here. We might have a lot of AAA members, although, gosh, it was so vague. It really could be anywhere. What do you think?
I know. I think that it's anywhere else in the world. I'd love to go opposite to go for the win, but
right.
I really do think it's anywhere else in the world.
Well, maybe like, you know, we can tell ourselves it's anywhere else in the world, but then we go for the opposite. And that way, if we lose, we're still winners.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the way you think.
You should be a youth coach.
Yes.
So what are you going to go with?
We're going to go with Florida, but inside we feel it's anywhere else in the world.
Okay. You a lawyer?
Yes. There's a little
Karen.
Star next to her answer. And this took place.
Like an asterisk?
Yes. This took place in South Carolina. So.
We feel like we won.
We didn't.
We'll call it a tie. Is that what we're doing here? I don't know.
A tie?
The final score, Jill and Adam 2, Taryn and Dana 1.5, I guess.
We'll take it.
Way to go, Jill.
Thank you guys so much for playing Florida anywhere else with us on Mix 105.1. It was.